Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, said emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't defriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of The Alchemy of True Success. And thanks so much for tuning in to Soul to Profit Radio, bringing business to spirituality and spirituality to business. Each show, we are committed to helping you, our enlightened audience, discover your purpose, share your gifts, and monetize your message. Life is short, so let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where we help business owners, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, and individuals fill their soul and wallet. Now, for those of you who are new to the show, please join us on my Facebook page, which is Jaden Sterling's Wealth and Wisdom page. And that's J-A-D-E-N, Sterling's, like Sterling Silver, Wealth and Wisdom. And if you have any questions for myself or my guest today, please post them on the page. Or you can also dial in. Our phone number is area code 626-231-0306. And I have an amazing guest today. She's a specialist in branding and marketing, and I'll happily introduce her in a moment. But before I do, for those of you who are my loyal followers on the show, and you've noticed that I've been gone for about a month off the air, so this is my first time back, and I'm so excited this morning. I thought, yay, I get to get back on the air live. But if you've missed the 2 weeks of my absence, I was actually in Italy with my bride. We were on our honeymoon, and we had a wonderful time. We basically ate our way through Italy. I mean, we hit all the hot spots, you know, the major cities. We visited Rome, Milan, Venice, Rapallo, Portofino, and we absolutely love the Italian Riviera. So if you ever have a chance to go to Italy, make sure that is on your list of things to do. It's the northwest coast of Italy, and it's just magical. I just can't say enough good things about Rapallo and the Portofino area. It's just incredible. It's also where Cinque Terre is. It's those five cities that are built into the mountain, and the only way to access them is through, you know, basically walking up a bunch of stairs to get to it. We got there by train, and then we walked from one of the cities in Cinque Terre to the other. You can walk along the sea. There's a pathway, and it took about an hour and a half, and it was just breathtaking. It was the most incredible walk, just absolutely beautiful. So if you ever get a chance, highly recommend it. Send me an email, and I'll give you all of the hot spots that we went to if you're looking for recommendations. And the other neat thing was, as we were going through Italy, we stopped by a bunch of fruit and vegetable stands, and they have the most incredible tomatoes there. And I'm probably not telling you anything new about Italy, about their tomatoes, but there is something about these tomatoes that was just divine. They were like sweet, and we bought them on the vine, and we could just bite into them, and it was just incredible. So we would get our little bag of tomatoes and just walk around eating our wonderful tomatoes. And I think that's the secret in their sauce. I believe it is that in the mountain spring water they used for their pizzas and pastas. And it was incredible. You can tell we literally did eat our way through Europe, through Italy. But we also walked. So that was neat. And because of that, we only gained a pound or so. I think I gained a pound and my wife gained about a pound. So that was all good. And during the time that I was gone in Italy, I had pre-recorded a few shows that I put up for you with a couple pretty amazing women. And I hope you had a chance to listen to them. The first show was with Deborah Poneman, and she was on September 18th. Deborah is the author of the New York best-selling book, New York Times bestselling book, Chicken Soup for the American Idol Soul, and she's an incredible human being. I know you will love her and what she has to say about manifesting and prosperity. And then the following week, September 25th, I actually had another incredible woman on. Her name is Diana Bose. She was on the show. She's a dynamo, and she shared the most incredible personal and heartfelt story of what happened in her life the minute she told her husband of like 20-plus years to move out. It was remarkable. So if you get a chance, I highly encourage you to – you can go onto iTunes, just – put my name in there, search my name. The show will come up as a podcast, or on Blog Talk here, you can go back in the archives. We keep them up for our listeners. So check those shows out. I know you will absolutely love what they have to say. And today, fast forward to today, I have an amazing woman on my show. She's a dear friend, and she's also an incredible dynamo. Her name is Lisa Mannion. Lisa is going to talk about the importance of marketing your magic. So I'll read to you her bio. Lisa Mannion is the president of Write On Creative, WriteOnCreative.com. She's a marketing content strategist specializing in powerfully communicating your marketing message to increase results. As the creator of the new marketing model for success, Lisa is changing the way we market today with a relationship-first approach that is friendly and effective. And this, my friends, is one of the major reasons I wanted to have Lisa on the show and why I'm so grateful she's here, because of that exact sentence that she's all about building the relationship with the client or prospect first that is friendly and effective. And I know she's going to talk quite a bit about that. Rather than the traditional, buy my stuff, that can be a bit abrasive or, sort of in your face. That's not at all what we're talking about with Lisa's approach. That's why I'm so excited to have her on the show today. And let me continue on here. Lisa helps entrepreneurs reach their individual goals and transform dreams into manageable action steps with tangible results. And she's also an incredibly award-winning writer. Her blog earned her an Apex Award for Publication Excellence. She's recognized as a finalist for the Innovative Entrepreneur of the Year Award, and she's the recipient of the Charles Schwab Financial Literacy Award in the Hot Mamas Competition. As a result of this award, she is featured in the largest digital library of role models for women and girls housed at George Washington University. She also publishes a monthly e-zine, Mannion's Musings. I highly recommend everyone signs up for that. It's free. It's amazing. I love getting her e-zine, so definitely check that out. And she'll share with all of you how to get that at the end of the show. So Lisa, welcome to Soul to Profit Radio.
Jaden, it's so great to be here, and I'm excited to be your first guest after all your journeys.
I know. I feel like I'm first time on the air, so this is kind of neat. And as you know, I'm working my way through a little bit of a cold here, but I don't quite feel like $1 million yet. I feel about like $500,000 or so. So I'm getting there though.
So, I'm glad you're feeling better, and I'm so excited to be here to just talk about marketing and the magic around marketing and how it can be really fun and friendly and effective.
Yeah, thank you for that. So let's get into it. Like you, and I love in your bio that, when you say about you're changing the way we market with a relationship-first approach. And that, to me, I think really is the key, isn't it? Are you finding that when people get into more of, building a relationship with their audience, that they have better results and better success?
They definitely do, and I think that's been the missing piece for a long time. And there's a lot of people that say they're building relationships, but their actions aren't really matching their words. And so I think it's important to, you know, walk our talk and to model by example and to share new ways of doing things. And one of the things that I often tell people is that it's important to challenge the norm. And by challenging the norm, that's how I have created the new marketing model for success that really is a different approach. And it's counterintuitive to what I had been taught by many of the marketing and copywriting gurus out there. But I knew instinctively, tapping into my intuition and my spirituality, that something was off with what people were doing in general and that there needed to be a change.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Like, let's say, you know, unless someone has like a degree in marketing or has had specific an education around this kind of thing, a lot of us have no clue about good marketing. So, you know, how can we, or what is it that we need to know to be a really effective? I guess that's the key, isn't it? How effective your marketing is would determine out if you're good or not at it.
Well, yeah, that definitely results in being effective, because if what you're putting out there is not generating any response or engagement or building relationships, you know, clearly it's broken and not working. And I think it's important to point out, you brought up a really interesting point that if someone doesn't have a degree in marketing or hasn't really been schooled in different techniques, they might not know how to do this the right way. What I want to talk about for just a minute is a technique that people might be familiar with that is what I'm calling the wrong way to do it, just so people have an understanding of what not to do, and we can roll into to what to do, if that's all right with you.
That's perfect. Thank you.
Okay, great. So the reason I decided to do things differently is because throughout all of my marketing and advertising and copywriting training, there's a formula that is taught called the problem, agitate, and solve formula. And it just never really settled well with me, because what people are teaching is that you really are supposed to pinpoint the problem of your ideal clients or your prospects and then come in and agitate that. So you're really poking at the pain points and then swoop in like a big marketing hero to then solve the problem. And I just never liked that. Honestly, it doesn't feel good. And when you see marketing that is using that formula, more often than not, you're completely turned off, whether you're a male or a female.
I agree. There's nothing pleasant about that kind of scripted approach. It's not personal, it's not real, and it's not genuine.
Right. So what I discovered is that even though, and I felt a little torn inside because I'd invested in all of these high-level programs to learn that technique, and that I learned a lot of really great things too, but that piece of it was not, it just wasn't right. That's the best way to say it. And I think, you know, if something doesn't feel right, it's probably not right. So I started taking a different approach, and I finally named my process and created a really simple three-step formula called the challenge, solution, and invitation formula. And you can use this for creating all of your marketing messages, you know, any of your copywriting that you're doing. It doesn't matter what format or what medium you're using, radio, television, print, online. This is a simple formula that you can use to really build those relationships.
All right. So I heard you say challenge, solution, invitation. Will you break that down for us?
I will, for sure. So the challenge, acknowledging the challenge, is important. And it's just like having a conversation with a dear friend, just like we're having this conversation right now. So acknowledge the challenge that a person might be having, and then offer a friendly solution, something that's really going to help, not any kind of hard sell pushy tactics which tend to be taught in the marketing arena. And finally, extend that friendly invitation so a person has a choice to move forward if it feels right for them, rather than using the hard sell, buy now, pushy tactics.
Exactly. So acknowledge the challenge that the person, which is basically your client or prospect, like someone who you're looking to do business with, is that correct?
That's exactly correct.
Okay. And then offer that person a solution. And when you say friendly solution, what do you mean by that exactly?
Well, I think that our solutions, especially when we're mission-driven entrepreneurs and business owners, meaning we have a really big purpose to make a difference in the world, come from a friendly place, meaning that we're here to make a true difference. So instead of offering something that might not really be the best fit for the person's challenge, make sure that you're coming from a place of true service. That's really what it's all about.
Totally agreed with that. If you come from a place of service, there's something magical happens then, doesn't it, Lisa, that you get to tap into these energies available to you that helps. I think Napoleon Hill in his book, Think and Grow Rich, referred to them as invisible forces. And it helps for somehow, some way, then it brings people back to you who find your work, who really need what you have to offer.
That's so true, and that's why it's so important. So come at it from a place of true service. You're offering that solution in the spirit of true service, in the spirit of building relationships and helping, right? And then when you extend that invitation, it's simply an opportunity for someone to take that next step if it feels right to them without being pushy, and so often people forget to extend that invitation. And we can't assume that everyone's always going to take that next step to do business with us, but we also have to draw a really fine and respectful line and not be too pushy, and quite frankly, just don't use any of those manipulative techniques that you'll often see marketers using.
Exactly. So you're basically saying in so many words, ask for the order, and that's just as important, because I see a lot of entrepreneurs out there not comfortable with asking for the order. And what do you share with your clients in terms of the importance of that, and then how to do it effectively?
Well, first of all, it's vitally important to success and to, of course, turning your passion into profit, because that's what we're all here to be of true service, but we're also here to earn a living from our passion, and there's nothing at all wrong with that. I think where the disconnect happens is that oftentimes, especially for women and also mission-driven entrepreneurs, we feel reluctant about asking, right? We just assume that people know the next step to take, and that's not true. It's an educational process, so we have to give people that opportunity by extending that invitation, by asking for the offer in a really gentle way, because if we don't, we're actually doing a disservice to our potential clients, to our prospects, who could easily become paying clients. But they have to have that opportunity to take that step, and it's our responsibility when we're marketing our magic to give them that opportunity by sharing what is available to them.
Yes, and it's really that simple, isn't it? It's letting people know what product or service that you have that will reach or fulfill someone's challenge.
That's exactly right, and asking can be easy. That may sound counterintuitive to some people, especially if you're kind of stuck on that asking piece, but it's just like having a conversation with a friend over a cup of coffee. If you know your friend has a challenge and you have a solution, you're definitely going to offer that to them, right? Well, it's just like your prospects. They're wanting to do business with you, but often they don't really know how, and they're not sure to ask for what they need, so you have to educate them on what you have to offer that's going to absolutely address that challenge, provide the solution, and make the world a better place.
Yeah, so true. And that is how oftentimes business gets done, in a very casual, informal setting, like you're saying, over a cup of coffee. So tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into, you know, copywriting and branding and all that good stuff.
Sure. Well, that's kind of funny. I'm going to date myself. I'm going to go way back to when I was about 5 years old, because I was watching Captain Kangaroo on a black and white television set with rabbit ear antennas.
Right.
And Commercials would come on, and even then, intuitively, I had this instinct that something was off. I just wasn't impressed, and I thought, wow, they're really not relating to people, and these are kind of cheesy. And I always thought that was odd when I look back at kind of the snapshots, the history of my life. But it continued on from just being very passionate about sharing messages and drawn to the written word. In fourth grade, I co-created the first school newspaper for our elementary school on a mimeograph machine. And from there, everything just continued to evolve. I was drawn to journalism and marketing in both high school and college, with a lead reporter and ads manager for those entities. So I've always been passionate about the written word and marketing, and just interested in how we can engage people in a really positive way. So I've been involved in nonprofit organizations, helping with PR and marketing. I've worked at advertising agencies and radio stations. I'm a certified radio marketing master. So I have this diverse experience that spans all of the mediums. And I've just, it's the one thing, I think, as a creative entrepreneur that's kept me interested, because you're learning about new businesses. You're figuring out ways to provide really helpful services. And just looking at how we can do things a little differently. So that's how I kind of got involved in everything. And then in 2003, I was working for the premier advertising agency in the market I was living at that time, and I just really wanted to do things on my own terms. So I resigned, and that's when Write On Creative was born. So actually, Write On Creative is this month officially 10 years young.
Yay! Happy birthday.
Thank you.
That's neat. We like that. That's, you know, and that that says a lot, because you took a risk in 2003. It sounds like you left working for others, and you started your own business, right, as an entrepreneur.
Yes, yes.
So what, you know, a lot of people who listen to this show, Lisa, are in a position where they're working a job. You know, they might be in corporate America, but they feel within themselves this deep yearning, this deep calling, you know, which I refer to as purpose, their soul's purpose. And they're always looking for a way to align more with that purpose. So oftentimes people will work on the weekends and at nights, you know, doing the thing that they absolutely love, you know, the thing that they're passionate about. And for you, what did it take for you to make the leap full-time, you know, where you said, all right, goodbye, J-O-B, I'm out on my own, I know I can do this. What was that process like for you?
Well, it was scary, but I knew it had to be done, because there was that yearning in my soul to do something different, and I knew it needed to be around the written word and messaging. So what had happened for me is I'd always been drawn into positions where, yes, I was responsible for a lot of the writing and copywriting, but because I naturally market, that ended, the marketing and strategy ended up being more of a focus, and I wanted to focus on the writing for a while. So interestingly enough, it wasn't a super smooth transition, and this might be a helpful story for people who are looking to transition. I resigned from the advertising agency, and I actually had a two-year non-compete, so I couldn't work my magic in that market. So I started looking to internet marketing resources and mentors that were outside of the area, so I could fully hone my copywriting skills. So while building my business, I actually took a part-time job in a completely unrelated field that I did not love, in a utility call center. So for a few years, I worked part-time doing something that I knew was kind of a means to an end while I followed my passion. So sometimes it takes a while to break free and get your own business going full time. So I think actually it was a blessing for me to do it that way, because it gave me the opportunity to set up really strong foundations, to get my logo and everything designed, to have everything trademarked and get the legal foundations in order that I needed to succeed, and then move forward from there.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that story. That's powerful. And oftentimes that's exactly how it can be accomplished. You know, you do something, like you're saying, part-time, get the bills paid in the meantime as you're building your soul's purpose business and what you're really here to do. And I love the story that you said about when you were 4 years old and watching Captain Kangaroo, and in your, you were already getting what I call pings, which is, you know, little clues from the universe or signs that there's something that is there for you, something resonates within you. And you probably didn't know then at 4 years old you'd be writing marketing copy and you know, all that, but something inside of you definitely resonated with that, and you trusted that.
I did trust that, and I think it's really important to know too that it's sometimes kind of an evolutionary process to discover your soul's purpose. So although I knew I was drawn to marketing and writing and advertising from a very young age, and I dabbled in all kinds of different positions and different arenas playing with the field. It didn't come until about two years ago. I mean, my real purpose didn't become super clear until a couple years ago when I really named my formula, the Challenge, Solution, and Invitation formula. And it was as if people who were hearing my formula for the first time were breathing this collective sigh of relief and saying, finally, a different way to do things, because this old problem, agitate, and solve approach of marketing and copywriting is just not resonating with us. So, For me, I feel like it's very much divinely driven. I feel as though I'm a conduit for this information and message, which brings it up to a really high level of responsibility for me to be facilitating this change and making history with this. And that's kind of what's continuing to happen.
Wow, that's beautiful what you just said. I mean, because that's really what you're saying is it's your mission. It's your divine mission, and you are here to fulfill that. And when you do that, I think when you align with something far greater than yourself, it helps expand that out much further than if you had just said, "Oh, it's something that I woke up one day and decided to do."
That's very true, and it's interesting the energy behind it too. So once I named the challenge, solution, and invitation formula. It took on a life of its own, and it was really fueled by very positive and beautiful energy. So I named it, and I was featured on the cover of Aspire magazine, which was a really great honor. And then from that, it generated additional exposure, and I was interviewed by Inc. magazine. And now the philosophies continue to get great exposure. I was recently featured in the book Wonder Women, How Western Women Will Save the World, and they basically interviewed me about this process, and they included really amazing people and philosophies in there, like Richard Branson and Jessica Jackley, who founded Kiva. So I was really honored to be in that book. And also, yesterday, a new book came out called Engage, Your Step-by-Step Guide to Creating a Workplace that you, your coworkers, and your customers love. That book came out. There's case studies about Virgin, Tom's Shoes, Zappos, Ben & Jerry's,
and the businesses out there that are really working on a conscious level to facilitate change in the world.
And my philosophies are also featured in that book. And this just happened because people saw what I was doing and asked if I would allow them to feature my philosophies. So I haven't even started to try and do any concentrated PR or efforts around this at this point. It's just happening.
Wow, that's incredible company, to keep. And it means that, I love Oprah said at one point that the universe rewards the truth. What you've done really is you've aligned with your truth and you've put it out there, and you're I love when you say you're the conduit, because we're all conduits for information and for messages to get out into the universe. And it's really the folks who are committed to getting that message out, and who are also brave enough to be the person to share that message. So I know you said that early on when you made your transition, it was scary. And what were a few things? Do you recall back? I know it's been a while, but do you recall a couple of things that you were able to do to help you through those scary times?
Well, I just tapped into that feeling that I knew I was supposed to be doing something bigger and different and on my own terms.
Okay. That was really it. Yeah. Bigger, different, and on your own terms. And you really are connected. Like, you have a sixth sense or intuition. What do you call it for yourself?
I do call it my intuition. That's really what guides me and drives me. It's been a process to trust it, because I'll tell you, being the messenger for this big giant mission to change the history of marketing is no small task. And so a couple of times I've been very clear that that's what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'll kind of try to question my intuition, like, are you serious? Why me? But that's just it. I know in my heart that I really have to trust that intuition. And when I look back on decisions I've made in the past,
when I felt something wasn't right but moved forward anyway, it didn't work out very well. And so I think it's just tapping into the senses that you feel in your body, what you're feeling in your heart and your mind, making sure that those are all in alignment, and the rest will begin to follow.
Yes, it's so true, and it's learning to really listen to those clues and those messages that we receive, like you're saying, through the senses and trusting it and then acting on it, right? Like actually taking action. And so tell us, what's something that you've done that helped you get past the tipping point where you were going, uh-oh, what have I done to, wow, this is working really well, and you're self-sufficient and a successful businesswoman?
Well, gosh, I'm trying to think what the tipping point really is. I mean, there's some tangible things like I could actually support myself from what I'm doing, right?
Yeah.
That was pretty huge, especially in the beginning. But I really think what was the biggest indicator that I'm on the right track, and success continues to elevate and escalate in a really good way, is when I was so passionate talking about this new marketing model for success that it didn't feel like work at all. Now, I've always loved everything that I do, but now I'm actually kind of blown away that people are hiring me to teach workshops and breakout sessions and speak at events about this new marketing model for success. And I kind of giggle about it because I think, oh my gosh, I love this. I could talk about this in my sleep, and it's creating additional revenue streams for me too. So without much effort, and I haven't even really started putting a lot of energy towards that, it's just happening.
Yeah. Powerful. So the just happening, do you think that's because you, I mean, you've been at this for a while, right? You've been consistent with it. You've been putting your message out there. You've been writing your e-zine, Mannion's Musings, which, by the way, everyone, please go get that e-zine. It's Mannion's Musings. Lisa's going to share at the end of the show how to get that, and you'll love it. It's full of, packed with great content, helping you with your marketing, giving creative ideas to help you with your branding, and you'll really enjoy that. So let's get, speaking of marketing, let's shift gears a little bit and get back to, in your opinion, in addition to, you know, I know strong copy is important, but what else needs to be in place to market really effectively?
Oh, this is the juiciest question ever. There is a long-time advertising adage that says copy is king, or content is king, either way you look at it. And I absolutely challenge that, because what I have found is that copy or content, your marketing message, is actually queen, and strategy is king. And they truly are the feminine and masculine energies of marketing. So it's just like a relationship. Without their symbiotic cooperation, your marketing isn't going to work. So you could have the very best content and copy in the world with no strategy, and really nothing's going to happen because no one will see it. Likewise, you could have a really fabulous strategy, and then your content is kind of weak and wishy-washy, and maybe you're using those old school techniques that aren't working anymore, so you're not going to get those results. So it's really strategy that is the missing piece. Most people don't realize that they have to have multiple layers of strategy in marketing. You have to have your overall strategy. You have to have individual strategies for all of your products and services and offerings, and most of the time, people miss that. They don't realize how many layers of strategy they have to have in place in order to successfully market everything they're doing.
Wow. See, I didn't realize that either. I just wrote that down. So we need an overall strategy, and then we need individual strategies based on the products and services that we're offering.
Yes, yes.
I like that. So so when you say overall strategy, so that would be, is that consistent with branding, or is that something entirely separate, or is branding a part of the strategy?
Well, yes and no. So branding basically is something that people get very confused about. Because branding is actually the overall experience that someone has with your company. And so oftentimes people will think that it's a logo or something like that, which it isn't. That's a piece of it. So They are interrelated. You have to have a really strong and solid brand, for sure, and you have to make sure that every touch point in your company is supporting that brand, from the way your emails are answered, your telephone is answered, all of that. But a good example of strategy would be, for instance, your website, and this is a mistake that I see a lot of people thinking that are making. They think they just need a website, they put it up, and then they wonder why not a lot's happening. Well, you have to have your overall strategy for your website, you know, the big purpose, why you have the site. But then each individual page should have its own strategy and should be able to stand alone. So, for example, if someone goes to, say, your about page on your website, they're able to figure out who you are, how they can work with you, and know the next step to take. So it's really just incorporating the challenge, solution, and invitation formula into everything you do, including your overall strategy, your individual page strategies if we're talking about a website. That's just kind of the easiest example that I can give.
Wow, that's a great example. And I'm sure that, you know, for us who aren't branding and strategy experts, are you available to help people, and will you share a little bit about how you work with people and with your clients?
Absolutely. What I love about what I do is that I meet people exactly where they are. So if somebody needs copy, I'm there to help them develop their content and strategy from the ground up. If somebody has copy that needs help, and this generally refers to a website, I use the web as a really good entry point. It means they have a website up and running, but it's not really working for them yet. I offer Mannion Marketing web makeovers to help them get really clear on that strategy, their content, the individual page strategy. And then if people want to do it themselves, I also have products and programs that they can access for self-study to hone their own marketing message.
Ooh, that sounds good. So if someone wanted to learn a little more of this on their own, they could take one of your courses that you already have and learn this some of these techniques, or they can hire you to implement strategies for them as well. Is that right? Or is there...
That is correct.
Wonderful. So will you share with... Actually, before you do that, may I ask you one more question?
Of course.
Okay. So what is your best advice to help people create marketing messages that truly connect with their ideal clients?
I think you need to be very clear about your values. And tie those in with your personal mission as well as your business mission, so everything's congruent. You can step into your own story and connect on a true and authentic basis to create relationships with your ideal clients. That's really it. You have to bring values back into business.
Oh, I like that. Bring values back into business. And since, and you're talking about personal values as well, right, since everyone has different values.
Everything's based on our personal values, and in fact, if your business mission and your personal mission are not in alignment and based on your core values, there's going to be an incongruent disconnect, and people, that's often where I see people getting caught up in struggle.
So how do you help, or do you work with people to help them define their values? Do you have a questionnaire, or do you, after meeting with them or talking with them, is that how you get a feel for what their values are?
Well, I actually have a program called How to Create Marketing Messages with Integrity, Attract Your Ideal Clients with Your Authentic Voice, and that puts people through that whole values exercise to create their individual mission statement, business mission statement, get clear on their story, identify their ideal clients because they change and shift, and then also it goes into more detail about my new marketing model for success and how you can apply that in your own marketing messages.
Excellent. Okay, so you have a product out there that people can go to your site. And will you share your website with everyone where they can get your Mannion's Musings and also more information about your products and services?
Absolutely. In fact, they can just visit writeoncreative.com, which is WriteOnCreative.com. In addition to Mannion's Musings, you'll also receive a complimentary copywriting action plan, which gives you the tools that you need to immediately improve your own marketing messages. So if you are a do-it-yourselfer, you can get started that way. And, of course, there's other options to play with me if you'd like.
Wonderful. Well, that's fantastic, Lisa. You are a wealth of information. And before you go, will you share just one or two things that people can do today that they can actually make a tangible difference in what they're doing with their marketing and with their strategies?
The best tip that I can offer today is really just to take a look at everything you're doing in your marketing, all of your content, and see if you're incorporating the challenge, solution, and invitation formula. And if you're not, just use those three simple steps to create marketing messages with integrity.
Yes, that is so true. Because what you're saying is when and is it reverse engineering, like figuring out what your values are and then incorporating it into this formula, like you say, challenge, solution, invitation, in everything that you put out? Is that what I heard you say?
That's exactly what I said, yes.
Okay, perfect. So, and consistently throughout the whatever the format is, if it's a website, make sure that on your about page that you've incorporated this into your about page. If it's through other kind of emailings or things, that it's a consistent message. I think that's the thing, the biggest takeaway that I heard you say today, is being consistent and also aligning with the values that you have so that you can best serve your customers.
That's exactly right. And I think that if you haven't already been doing this, you meaning all of our listeners, one small shift, just incorporate challenge, solution, and invitation, think about your values, it's going to change everything.
Yes, I believe that. Because you're right. I mean, I've read probably two or three books on copywriting, and it's been something that I've, you know, sort of dabbled in off and on over the last couple of years. And you're right, that old paradigm just doesn't seem to feel right. So I really like this fresh, new approach that you're introducing to us, which is the challenge, solution, invitation. Maybe everyone can write that on a little piece of paper or a sticky note and put that up on your computer, put it in front of you so that when you're sitting down and you're reaching out to your prospective clients and prospects, that you can keep in mind that very simple yet powerful formula. So, Lisa, thank you so much for your words of wisdom today. Thank you for your time. And I hope all of our listeners go to your website, which is www.writeon, which is spelled like W-R-I-T-E, like writing, writeoncreative.com, and sign up for Lisa Mannion's musings and some other good, important and good information there for you as well. So, Lisa, thank you for your time. I hope you come back on Soul to Profit Radio.
I would love to.
Excellent. Well, have a fantastic day, and we'll catch up with you soon.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, everyone, there you heard it. Lisa Mannion, she's terrific. I knew you would enjoy her. She's got a lot of great ideas and words of wisdom to share with you. She's been at this for over 10 years. Well, actually, she's been in the field for much longer, but on her own for over 10 years, creating and strategizing for many, many clients. And I have some friends who she's done work for, and they're super happy with her, and they've had great results with her copywriting and marketing, and she's been able to help people turn their websites around and branding, you know, because as entrepreneurs, as many of you know, there's a lot of moving parts to sharing your message, you know, to first figuring out what your purpose is, and then figuring out what your message is, and then figuring out who your audience is, and then figuring out how to actually connect with your audience in a meaningful way that you can help them solve any challenges or problems that are going on in their life, and that you can come in as an expert to offer solutions. And people will pay big bucks for that. When you are someone who can help cut down either learning time for people or help them save time in whatever it is that they're doing, you know, maybe it's launching their business or creating a website, or, you know, we have so many creative people who listen to the show that there could be multiple offerings that you
seconds.
Can give people in such a way that can help solve a problem for them. And then it's asking for the order. You know, we have to ask people to buy your products and services. That's so important. You know, it reminds me of I had a friend in when I used to live in Boca Raton, and she was a triathlete, but her and her boyfriend were both triathletes, but she would just train and train and train, and she never entered any competitions. She just trained the whole time, whereas he would enter competitions, and he enjoyed himself as a triathlete, but she never felt good enough. She never felt ready enough, and I got to tell you, she was ready, but in her mind, she wasn't. So that I've always remembered her, and she's always served as a reminder for me in my business to put myself out there and to ask for the order. You know, you got to let people know who you are, what you're about, and how you can help them solve their problems. So that's me, Jaden Sterling, talking about branding. Lisa Mannion was fantastic on the show today. Please join me next week as I have a wonderful special mystery guest for you. It's a mystery because I have no idea who it is so far, but I'll find out. And also, please join me on my website, which is jadensterling.com, jadensterling.com. Thanks, everyone. Have a fantastic day. Remember, do those things that fill your soul and your wallet. Talk to you soon.
Geico presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.